flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
John, you bit off a little more than you could chew this weekend?
Well, ends up, no. Successful, but in the middle of it, there were some moments where I thought I was going to get crushed. And there were moments where, because this is a project Jack and I took on together, where I think Jack was a little bit concerned as well. So I've talked about the fact that we moved houses. We've been in our house now just a little over a month. And in our old house, in my office, I had a closet. And in that closet, I had put a lock on the door, and that's where I stored my firearms. Mm-hmm. And in the new house, I have an office, but there's no closet in it. And so not having a safe, wanted to find a safer way. I did put a lock on the closet. The firearms were locked up, but I wanted to make it a little bit more safe and easier on my life to be able to live and go in and out of the office easier. So Jack and I were in Tractor Supply on Sunday.
This is before the Lions game, you're telling me, right?
Yeah. Yes. This was before.
Sorry,
the Lions were playing. Yes. You just set everybody back an entire week.
Before the NFC title game, should have had the Lions in it, but didn't. Go ahead.
Right. And so we're walking around. There's a couple of things I had to pick up, and we see their gun safe. So I'm start asking some questions, and they actually had the one that I've been looking at online, had it available, one that was still in the box. So I thought, you know what, no better time. It was on sale. We ended up getting it. And so the question I asked them was, do you guys have a company that will deliver this? No, we don't. We used to. But because of the cost, and it was costing so much to have customers use this moving service, that we don't have an association with one anymore. But he goes, honestly, I think you can do it.
He challenged you,
sized you up, and was like, yeah, you got this.
How heavy is this?
And he said, well, you could take off the door. Once you take the door off, the door only weighs about 100 pounds. And the safe itself is about 600 pounds. So he goes, and if you get an appliance dolly, you can rent one from, Home Depot or wherever.
Sure.
It honestly shouldn't be too bad.
It's on wheels?
The dolly is. The safe is not.
I know what a dolly is, but is the safe on wheels?
No, okay. Not at all. No. And so it comes bolted to a couple of brackets that if you're setting it in a basement, you don't want it to be on the floor. You can leave it on that.
Okay.
Or you could take the base off. Anyway. So Jack and I are kind of looking at each other, and I'm like, hey, bud, do you think you're up to it? And he goes, I won't be much help, but sure.
How old is Jack?
Jack's 14.
Make sure you don't crash into a wall. He can guide you.
Right. And so we end up, and One of the biggest questions I had was, how am I going to get it out of the back of my truck?
How are you going to get it into the truck?
Well, so forklift. They put it in the truck for you. Yeah,
which
it's a forklift. Yeah, no problem. Hey, it's looks easy.
Did the forklift come home too?
No, the forklift did not come home. And so we get home, and then we're staring at it, and we're kind of, you know, we're doing the dude thing, right? We're standing there trying to come up with imaginary ways that we're going to safely move this into the basement. So it's not just good, and it's not a first floor up, it's the basement office.
Do you have a door wall down there? Did you go like around back, like down into the basement?
That's how we eventually did, yes.
Okay, good.
So we the new house has wider staircases, so we thought, well, maybe we'll just take it down the stairs. And I thought, nah, you know what? I don't want to get in the middle of the stairs because I'm going to have to be the one that's holding onto the dolly. And I didn't want to have Jack underneath helping. And I didn't want to just be doing this completely
by myself. And you know what
I'm
thinking, and maybe Lisa was too, is please, Lord, don't take it down my stairs because if you
crush the stairs?
Yes.
Well, so I was thinking about that, right? And, okay, I'm not as heavy as I used to be. But I'm doing the math on it like, okay, if I'm walking up and down the stairs, or if I'm walking up and down the stairs with, say, a couple of buddies, right?
John.
We, as a group, weigh similar to what this safe weighs.
But not in one spot.
Yeah, and not with a sharp, jagged edge, right? Like, it's very different than a foot. Even if you as a human weighed 600 pounds going up and down stairs, it's very different than a safe that's, I don't know, is it rectangular? Like, And like the dolly, the wheels of that and all the weight in those particular spots causing little divots in your, I'm guessing they're wood. I don't know.
Downstairs, yes. So
stairs were not an option.
Stairs did not become an option. But the problem is, when we moved in, we had sod put down because it's new construction.
Okay.
And so it was sod put down, and we obviously have snow. And it's not a, you know, I can't just pull into the back because there's a hill that goes down to where the basement, the walkout is. Mm-hmm. It's obviously all covered in snow. And so we get down there. We finally get it out of the truck. We get it onto the dolly, strap it on, and then I'm looking at it going, okay, how are we going to do this to get down so I'm not slipping myself, let alone with the safe? So maybe this is not the right way to have done it, but it ended up being successful where I'm like, okay, I'm going to use gravity to my favor. So I'm going to pull it down the hill instead of push it down the hill, because if it starts to get away, I'm not going to be able to hold it.
It could crush you, though. That's the problem. It starts to get away.
I become the speed bump, it stops and stops on top of me. So we end up going down, and the hardest part actually was trying to get over. When you shovel, there's this little snowbank on the side. Mm-hmm. And of course, I didn't think about it until I was into the middle of the snowbank that I should have cut away at the snowbank before doing that. So we ended up pulling it through the snowbank. I'm on the way down the hill, and thankfully it was cold enough that the ground was frozen, so we didn't sink into the new sod. And Jack is at the top, and I kind of peek over the top, and I can see him laughing at me, knowing that if it goes either way, it's falling, and there's really no chance that we are able to upright it.
Did it have to go into the basement office, or could it have just, it did? Like,
oh,
you couldn't have stored this safe in the garage?
Oh, no. It's cold in there. You got to have climate control. These are...
I know nothing, John.
No,
I'm
I don't
just
want
curious.
My guns to rust and...
Well, they're not going to be exposed to water.
Well,
they just get cold.
They are when I use them.
Well,
and
then you would clean them off, correct?
Yes, I clean them off. But yes, but I also want them...
Okay.
I want them next to me.
Well, I mean, it seems like you could have...
If I need one, I don't want to have to run out to the garage. Anyway...
Well,
so you pulled it off.
So we pulled it off and eventually get into the house, and you know, we pull it into the office. And it was kind of one of those moments where on the way down the hill, it was teetering one way or the left or right, not on top of me, but left or right. And I kept telling Jack, I'm like, hey, don't let this fall. And that's when he starts laughing.
Okay,
I'm like,
Dad,
dude, this is serious. Like, stop laughing. And we eventually did make it happen. My question in the middle of it, though, is there was a moment where I thought, this is going to end badly. and I have no idea how I'm going to, again, lift this safe up if it falls on its side. Have you been in a situation where you bit off more than you could chew and you didn't know it? You like you kind of anticipated, like, I don't know if this is going to work or not. You got into the middle of it and you're like, you know what? I can't do it. When did you hit the pause button? And did you do it in time before you wrecked something or you wrecked yourself? And then how did you get out of the situation?
Story time, 248-539-9797. Texter says, why didn't you call TJ? Gotta help you.
Yeah, TJ. Oh. Like I said, it was enough weight moving this thing around.
Did John say strap it on? Question mark.
I did, yeah. I heard that when I said it out loud, yeah.
Very rookie mistake. This one says, I'm in construction. I've seen many times owners will move their safe into the basement before construction is finished to make it easier. Next time you know.
Yeah, but we didn't own the house before construction was.
Yeah, it doesn't always work out that way. Times you bit off more than you can chew. John got away with it.
Yeah.
600 pounds safe. It's him and his 14-year-old.
Yeah. Jack was a rock star. I don't know how much. I mean, obviously we got it in there, but yeah, he never asked questions. Did laugh at me a little bit.
Texter says, I moved a piano in the basement with my wife.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
The plan was to go one step at a time. After about the fourth step, all the weight was on me. My wife couldn't hold it, obviously, so my only option was to jump on top of the piano and ride it down. The piano is broken and still in the basement 15 years later.
Yeah, it's tough to tune that one.
Bit off more than you could chew.
At least you rode it down instead of it riding down on you.
Yeah.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket Texter says, I ended up tearing up my basement stairway wall when I tried to move my full freezer down there. That's from Jeff. This one says, first Heather asked if the safe has wheels and then suggest you keep it in the garage. John, poor John.
Questions that, okay, I hope I didn't respond in a way. I hope I was respectful.
You idiot.
Oh, yes, because
dumb girl.
I understand the thought process of wanting to, hey, the easy way is to just back your truck into the garage.
Be done with it.
Drop
right
it
there,
off and be there.
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I heard Jim struggled to carry the chicken wire for his catio. That's from Tom. Let's get to your stories.
Ow.
Poked me. Jacob in Shelby Township, what's up?
How's it going, man?
Good.
So I got a little bit of a story. I was 16 and I got a twin brother. It was also obviously 16 at the time. And my dad had just bought us our first safe, and it was, you know, on the sticker on the side, it said 750 pounds. So we didn't have the luxury of a walkout, and it needed to go down in the basement. I was the guy on top. I was the one holding the dolly. The problem was, is where I had to hold the dolly at, the corner of the safe was right on my forearm.
Oh, yeah.
And so every single step we went down, it was like 750 pounds, just smash, smash, smash.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got to the bottom, I turn around, I look, every single step all the way down was completely bowed and cracked.
Oh, no.
See?
Yeah, we had to replace the whole staircase.
It's not cheap.
But, yeah, that was quite an experience. I was practically in tears the whole time, and my dad just kept saying, just keep going, just keep going.
We got this.
Yes, momentum. Keep the momentum going.
Turning back.
Let me ask you this. Do your parents still live in this house, or how did you get it out when you guys moved?
So, actually, the house is getting demoed because I'm going to be building. I'm a licensed builder. I'm going to be building this new house. And I've got a deal with the demo company that they're actually going to crane it out.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. So no worries on that. They're just going to pick it up and put it in the back of my truck, and then we're going to put it in storage. So, but and the new house is going to have a walkout. Thank goodness.
Good.
There you go. Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. So, but just wanted to share that story.
I appreciate you sharing. Yeah.
Tim in Farmington Hills, you're next up.
How do you flip the coin on who's on top and who's on bottom?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Sorry, we got a conversation.
Hey, so I got a quick story about a gun safe as well. Must be pretty popular. So, I had the same conversation with the person I bought the safe that you had regarding how I was going to get in the basement. It wasn't economical to have it delivered because it was almost the same price as the safe.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, all you got to do is take the door off, and they were reduced the weight. That worked out great. They put it in the truck for me just like they did for you. When I got home, I do have a walkout, but I did not want to put any ruts in the grass. Believe that.
So I
decided to take them down the stairs. And I'm doing this myself, by the way. The safe weighs 400 pounds without the door. It's about another 100 pounds with the door. So I took the door down by myself. No problem. It's 100 pounds. No big deal. When it came to the safe, I pulled it off the truck, put it on the dolly, rolled it up to the steps, got it up both steps. Then when I walked it down the basement, the only issue I had was when I got down on the landing, I had to make a 180-degree turn.
Right.
That was challenging. That was challenging, but I didn't hit the walls, and I successfully got it down there. And I felt pretty accomplished doing it myself.
Oh, heck yeah. Well done. Did you, when you got down and you're making that 180-degree turn, did you actually have to, like, climb over the top of it to get to the other side to help make that turn?
No, I just had to keep it on the angle the entire time. I did not have the luxury of putting it down. I had to keep it at that, I'm sorry, keep it on the angle the whole time and just make that rotate, keep it on the wheel. So I had to follow it all the way through. So, yeah. But it worked out pretty good. But it was a little scary, but I had to do it.
There you go. Well done.
Made it happen.
I can't. I'll go back to the twins. Bowing every step on the way down. Now he's a builder?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how we got into it. I had to build the stairs first.
Yeah. Learn the hard way. Jason's next up in Royal Oak. Jason, times you bit off more than you could chew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the morning crew. Shout out to Heather. Hey. What was I going to say? I got to get to work soon. Okay. I mean, I'm autistic, so there's a lot of times when I try to bite off more than I might be able to handle.
Uh-huh.
This might be a little bit emotional story, but I'm going to try to tell it without emotion. I think the falls up north, the biggest falls in Michigan, I think it's the Tequamanon Falls.
Tequamanon Falls, yeah.
Up in the UP.
Yeah. Because we also have falls by our cottage, but I get the names mixed up, you know? The Tequamanon Falls, okay, this is the first time our kids and I are there. We were there with our kids. And, you know, the Tequamanon Falls are awesome, but they're kind of strong, you know? But there are parts where you can cross, you know, to get to, like, that little, the other side, like the island part or whatever it is. But you shouldn't do it because there's a boat there, you know? But my son wanted to do it, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, again, I'm a risk taker. I'm autistic, you know? So my wife and I, you know, we take the kids Logan and my son, Quinn, across the falls. You know, one of which is holding on to each of them, you know. And we are able to get across to the other side pretty easily, right? And people are, like, thinking we're crazy, you know? Cause, yeah. But other people do also cross the falls, you know? Like, but they're generally, like, not with kids, you know? But they're kids. And our kids are quite young. All right. So, you know, so we're back on the other side. And it was kind of easy to get across, you know, to the other side. So we can take the boat back, you know, back to, like, you know, the side that we came from. Or we could, like, try to go across again. So I'm like, you know, we should just go across again, you know, because people are like, you know.
So, Pat, hold on. Crazy. I'm sorry, Jason, let me ask you this question. When you say going across, you walked across?
Yeah, but, like, we didn't walk really close to the place where it, like, falls off. You know what I'm saying?
The edge?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. You. It had to have been a much calmer area.
Yes, so exactly the edge. So, like, I'm going to keep... Okay, so we decide, and it's kind of like I kind of convinced my wife and my kids, we got across this way, we can get across the other way, all right? Or go back across. And I'm trying to go the same route that we came, you know, that we went the other way. But the current, when we're going back across, you know, trying to head back where we came from, the current is, for whatever reason, a lot stronger. And we can't like, you know, it's very hard to find our, like, footing and stuff. And I can't remember if I had my daughter, Logan, or my son, Quinn. But there were a number of, I mean, I was, like, preparing. There were a number of times when I almost slipped. But I was, like, trying to not let her get scared, you know. And there were, what was I saying? And I was preparing, like, you know, if I lose my footings totally, you know, I got to have her on top of my stomach, you know. And ride down the falls so that she doesn't
Jason.
Oh, my goodness. True story. Bottom line, you know, we all got across, but I'll never do that again. But I wanted to show my kids that you can do anything in life. That's it, guys. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
You can walk across any waterfall if you really want to.
Next stop, Niagara.
Let's go, baby. What? Wow.
Mentally preparing that you may be going over the falls.
I'm glad everyone survived.
Same. I didn't know how that story was going to end.
Well, I didn't know when it was going to end. But
he goes, well, that too.
Yeah, we lost one of the kids.
Sean, I thought there was at least a 10% chance he was going to say they lost the kid at the falls.
Yeah, we went over the falls. Yeah. Oh, maybe this is a news story Heather had a couple of years back.
How do we pivot from this? How do we possibly? Yeah. Okay, glad everybody's okay. Times you bit off more than you can chew. Hopefully avoiding death, you know. 97.1.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.